on the Twitter machine.
That's why we're here.
Coming up momentarily, Jessica Penne will be on. Misha Tate will be on. Last night's Victor on the Ultimate Fighter. And I'm going to say it when he comes on as well. Who didn't see this coming, honestly?
Right.
Muhammad Usman in the finals.
If you have the last name Usman, it's expected that you win.
You know, and I'm looking forward to having Muhammad back on because some things, and if you remember Zach 2 weeks ago, you probably don't because you barely remember getting out of bed this morning. We're going to talk about the phone calls, you know, and I've talked about this, about my want and my desire to get on Survivor, and I wouldn't want to talk to home. And Zach said 2 weeks ago that he didn't want to talk to his family and that he offered it to somebody else and the producer said no. So Muhammad not only got to talk to his parents, but Kamaru came into the house. I guess the advantage of, you ready for this one? Having the former pound for pound champ.
Oh, he was replaced.
He was.
What?
By Alex.
By Volkov.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and I get it.
Are you okay with it?
Yes and no. But, you know, I get it's the what have you done for me lately.
Right.
You know, and how you can fall when you haven't fallen. And I don't remember if it was Jimmy out in Vegas or if it was Caleb when we talked, said, let's see what happens, you know, when he fights out in Salt Lake City. Does he leapfrog Alex again? But when you run a 5-0, 50-45 over Holloway, kind of a big deal.
That's huge.
You know, so we did talk about that in the media room about does he leapfrog and should he leapfrog and what's going to happen. And but, you know, like I said, it's what have you done for me lately? And I'm excited to talk to Kamaru's brother again. Muhammad will be on. Also on your guy, Jared Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Main event next Friday or Saturday.
Here, Saturday, 23rd.
Okay, I knew it was the 23rd, yeah. But obviously in Tampa, we do have a pair of tickets to give away today,
right,
as well as some tickets to give away next week. I have two pair of tickets to give away to, what's that baseball team that plays in St. Pete?
Oh, the Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
We'll get, yeah.
There was a Red Sox home game the other day, or yesterday.
And it was a away game.
Not here.
No, I'm saying, wasn't they just in Boston?
I think so, yeah.
So we'll talk about that as well. Also, stopping by will be Andrew Haynes. Andrew is the part owner of the Tampa Bay Strikers, but also one of the owners of the entire organization.
What?
Of the league.
The new football team.
All right, whatever. All right. Soccer, but it's football. I knew what you were saying.
Football.
So what's funny is I made some comments instantly. Okay. I made some comments about the name. And as they were discussing that they've had some applications for the head coaching job, instantly a name came to mind.
Oh.
Instantly I texted the person.
Alex Weghorn.
And then my buddy sitting next to me from Fox 13, Kevin O'Donnell, exact same two things he said.
Okay.
Commented on the name and commented on who the head
coach
is.
And what's the name?
The Strikers.
Strikers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew made comments on, you know, Lightning, the Lightning Capital, Strikers make sense.
Okay. Strikers a position on a soccer team.
And that's what he said. I'm going to ask the question because it was addressed or it was brought up, not to the ownership. Strikers was already used.
Oh, it was?
The Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Oh.
So back in the day, the Tampa Bay Rowdies arch rival was the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Okay.
And did that go into play? So we'll talk to him about that. But the name that I thought of instantly, that Kevin O'Donnell thought of instantly, was Martin Gramatica. It's a no-brainer.
What do you mean?
To be the head coach of this soccer team.
Oh, that's a different ball. He can't kick that. He can only kick the oval-shaped ones.
Oh, my God. You are such a...
No. I know he's automatic kicking through an upright, but this is a goalpost. It's rectangle.
All right. Since you're stupid. Okay. And you like to see the problem is I never know when you're playing stupid or you just are stupid.
That's the art. Yeah, that's what makes me the brilliant that I am. Okay.
Okay. When the Grammaticas moved here from another country, they all played football.
Oh, because they play football
soccer.
In Argentina.
Exactly. So all three of them, Martin, Bill, and Santiago, were soccer players slash football. So when they came to this country, obviously, they were playing some soccer, went to the football route, all three, you know, went and played college, two played in the NFL. So it's a no-brainer. He's involved in soccer, you know, in Tampa. Whether he has the time, you know, all that details, I don't know. But we'll discuss that with Andrew when he comes on.
I'm available. If they need like a, you know, coach.
All right, let's go back to you're an idiot.
Pretty good. I got some stretching drills and some like foot drills.
Want to hear the greatest drill in the history of soccer? Greatest drill ever.
Okay.
Okay. So my son played goal in high school.
Okay.
I don't know a damn thing about soccer.
It's true.
Okay. I don't know anything about drills. I don't know anything. So this is the drill that I invented for my son. He's the goalie.
Okay.
So he stands in front of the net.
Right, like I've lost gear.
Okay. Then I have him run around the net two times.
Okay.
And then I drill a ball that he has to stop.
Okay.
That was my drill. I got him tired.
That's why he hates the game of soccer now.
No, he loves soccer. Going to a soccer game in Charlotte in the next couple of days.
It's a pretty exciting sport.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
We went to the Major League All-Star or MLS All-Star, and we saw God.
And I wanted to shoot you and everyone. Well, you can't talk like that anymore. But
it
was awful.
Calm down there.
Yes, we did see whatever his name was.
Zlatan,
yeah.
the god of soccer.
He is the god of soccer. You know, when he first got to L.A. and then when LeBron came to L.A., he goes, now L.A. has a god and a king.
It's true.
Oh, he is the man.
I'm excited. You like soccer? I mean, do you like? Will you go? Do you go to Rowdy's games? Do you go to?
I don't go to Rowdy's. I went to a couple of Rowdy's back in the day.
How's it different from like the Rowdy's? The Rowdy's are outdoor stadium. Is this outdoor stadium as well?
This is indoor. That's why it's called indoor soccer.
Indoor.
Indoor soccer. What's the key word in indoor soccer?
So they call it indoor baseball at the Trout?
Yes. Yes. Only there'll be more scoring in soccer. Yet he said that there's been some shutouts.
Okay.
How do you have a shutout in an indoor? Come on.
Just a bunch of running?
People fall down? Or
so that's like a marathon.
Now, again, I don't want to talk too much about what we're going to talk about with Andrew, but one of the things that I do like is male-female teams.
Oh.
They both play on the same night.
Okay.
And equal pay.
Okay.
I would assume, and you know what that means, that they'll flip-flop. You know, one game the males, you know, will be the later game, and then other times the females would be the later game.
Okay.
So I'm cool with all
and
that.
Co-ed teams?
No.
Oh.
But that's a question you can ask.
Yeah, co-ed.
How about you finally have a question?
Co-ed soccer. And I want to be the head coach. Or a coach. I don't need to be the head coach. That's a lot of time and commitment.
I just think you're an idiot.
Just make me like the offensive coach.
Yeah, because you are very offensive.
Well, they're called the strikers. And that's offensive.
Why is the strikers offensive?
Well, it could be like, we're in a PC world. People like look at it like a striker is like a, you know, like domestic thing. You can't strike nobody in these days.
Only you. All right. When we come back, we're having problems getting a hold of Jessica, and hopefully we'll be able to get her on. If not, you know, we'll move on because I do have some things I need to vent about.
What are you going to vent about now?
We're going to do it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Jim Palmer, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Buckle up.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Tampa, live from the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 23rd. In the main event, interim bantamweight gold is up for grabs as undefeated champ Jared Kid Gotti Grant puts the gold up against the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. Plus, the unbeaten bare-knuckle sensation, Jomie Escoboza, knuckles up with the always dangerous Jared Warren. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Just because you're in the backcountry doesn't mean you need to compromise on what you eat. Right on Track Adventure meals are better than home cooking. They're designed to be light, tasty, nutrient-packed, and easy to cook in less than 10 minutes. Enjoy an unforgettably delicious meal right when you need it most. Take Right on Track's trail-ready, restaurant-quality meals on your next adventure. Pick them up today at rightontrack.com/meals. That's rightontrack.com/meals.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Reggie Austin from Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from, what's the name of this place?
What is
it? Yeah, what's the name of this place?
Right? Tournament de Pizza.
Tournament de Pizza. What's up with the bingo stuff?
Well, you know, like this place is an outdoor tennis facility, and on days where it rains, which is Florida, happens every day during the summer season, the courts are unusable. And so people, members, they don't come here because they think that it's closed or they can't do anything when they're here. The pool's not accessible. The courts are underwater. So I figured let's do bingo and make it a bingo hall on days where the courts aren't usable.
I think it's a good idea.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a legit bingo operation. I mean, I could open up a side business doing this. If I got a gaming license and, you know, have like back massage girls walking around giving out massages. And
oh, my God.
Make it just like the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. All right. So
I need a name, though.
Morons or Us.
Well, that's taken by me.
Oh. All right. So here's what I want to vent about. So we had a guest on in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Jesse Rose Clark.
Okay.
And I've seen this happen numerous times. So some, I want to stay on the air, loser.
Okay.
Okay. Tweets to her, rips her, and says, you cost me money by losing.
Oh, so they bet on
you. I bet on you.
Right.
All my other picks won. You lost. You this, you that.
Right.
I would love for people like that to say that to the fighters' faces. I would love for them to say, hey, can I meet you at the gym, just you and me, so we can discuss.
Okay.
So that the fighter can just beat the living crap out of them.
All right.
A, that bothers me.
Okay.
Two, so there was a post up, some moron, and I could tell you who, I took a photo of it, was talking about how boring some of these fights are.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I did post that.
And that fighters owe it to be exciting. That fighters owe, and my comment was, fighters aren't fighting for you. Fighters don't have to be entertaining. Because let's be honest, GSP was not entertaining.
Right.
All he did is win.
I mean, they're not wrong. I mean, we see the president of the BKFC jumping up on the apron, demanding that his fighters fight and put on a show,
right,
and entertain the crowd. And,
which he has since apologized for.
And engage in combat. Where, you know, now the UFC and MMA has turned into more points and longevity of who can go 25 minutes and outstrike and outperform. But that doesn't lead to, like, the barbaric, crazy fights that built the sport to what it is.
The object, who said this, the objects to win the game, Herm Edwards. You play to win the game. You play And it's not playing when you're fighting. You fight to win the fight. And I continue to talk about George Gugel, that he wanted to be entertaining and would lose fights because he didn't do what he does best. He tried to be entertaining. Don't be entertaining. Win. Then if the win is entertaining, good for you. And if fans, who are short for fanatics, which are sometimes jerks, don't like it, in the words of Dana White, don't come. Don't pay for a ticket.
Yeah, speaking of not coming, where's Dana White been? I guess he's not been in the last two events. I saw an online post that he hasn't been seen around.
Well, he's busy.
What's he doing?
How about these knuckleheads are up in arms that Dana gave, it's a hell of a birthday gift, I guess it was $250,000 to some internet guys.
Influencer?
Yeah, I don't know who they are. I guess they were out at International Fight Week or whatever.
Okay.
And people are up in arms. You don't pay the fighters, but you're paying. It's his money. If you don't like the contract, don't sign it.
It's true.
If you don't want to fight, go fight somewhere else.
It's true.
You're going to make less money or you're going to make more money. But that's not, once you sign a contract, you're under contract. Shut the hell up.
Okay. I'm with you.
I was told to get riled, so I'm riling up.
You are. You're getting a little worried. I'm worried about your health. But yeah, Dana can spend his money on whatever, and those influencers must have been worth it because they must have had a big platform or social media presence, so there must have been a value in why he gave them that much money.
It doesn't matter if there's value.
Well, it's their job as social influencers to create value. You don't get that kind of money if you're doing something to bring value to the brand.
But what I'm saying is, if you want to give a birthday, if you want to give something to someone, you don't have to explain it. It's yours. It's yours to give.
Right.
If you want to give somebody this chuckle sign, and they want to take this chuckle sign, who's to complain?
I want to give you a bingo card. That's what I want to give you. But do you know all your letters?
No.
Well, you only need to know five. It's B-I-N-G-O.
N-G-O.
And he was a dog.
Right. And Bingo was his name.
That's true. And you only have to know numbers up to 75.
You
had a chance at...
Hold on a second. I know that, like, when you do it on the ship and stuff, they keep track and they know if somebody has Bingo. Right?
Why? Because it's scanned in?
I guess.
It doesn't have to be a barcode.
So you won't know if somebody has Bingo because this is not professionally done.
No, but I was telling my wife about the Bingo, and she said that apparently... In Brazil, I guess there was like $1,000 cash prize and like 100 bingos on the last call on the number, 100 cards hit. And I guess it started some massive brawl in Brazil, which obviously is jiu-jitsu and it's all on the ground. But yeah, could you imagine that here? Like bingo, 40 people stand up and then it's like 75 to 100 year olds just brawling it out.
Hold on a second. You're a crowd. If 40 people stand up, you're going to need ambulances.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there would be canes and walkers being thrown. I mean, this.
Would be bad.
It would be like when you're at Golden Corral and somebody runs out of chocolate fountain syrup.
I've never eaten that.
It would just be a riot. And that's like a name of a band, I think. Except they're quiet.
All right. We are still trying to get a hold or work out the details with Jessica Penne. Long Island, that's where they are this weekend, right?
Oh, Long Island.
So we're going to get to that.
Should go. I love New York. Although it's the second dirtiest city in the world.
Can you go now?
And then speaking of New York and Italians, did you know that bingo started in Italy? And then it was transferred over to France where they call it La Lotto. So this is like very authentic for a pizzeria to have bingo hall.
Can we hit a break?
Sure.
All right. When we come back, we have normally you would say an in-studio guest.
Okay.
But I guess we say in-restaurant guest.
In-restaurant works.
Okay.
I like it.
So we're going to do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Eyes up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night. Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Raleigh Fingers.
What about him?
He would not be a good football guy.
No, but he had that sweet mustache.
Looks like a handball. Does it matter if it touches the finger, or is that considered part of the hand?
I would assume, but I don't know.
I don't know anything about soccer. I mean, other than my wife's Brazilian, and that makes me Brazilian.
Yeah, sort of. All right, speaking of soccer, we had the pleasure to meet our next guest a couple days ago at the announcement of a new, well, it's not a new league. It's a new league coming to Tampa Bay. Andrew Haynes, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. Co-owner of not only the local team, which I have a question to ask about the Tampa Bay Strikers. I don't know if you were asked this at the press conference.
Not then, but since. Okay. I'm sure I know what you're going to ask.
Well, and it's funny because, and we've already briefly talked about it. As soon as I sat down, there was this young kid in the front row, and he's typing away, and I made a comment. He kind of looked at me. I go, well, you're too young to know. And then Kevin O'Donnell made the same comment. So let's get right into it. The name of the team is the Tampa Bay Strikers. For us old folk, we remember the Fort Lauderdale Strikers. The hatred with the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the Tampa Bay area. Makes sense, Strikers, Lightning, you know, your strike. But give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, I've been around a little bit, so I know about the Fort Lauderdale Strikers. And, you know, they've been defunct for, I don't know, 6 years maybe or so. And so, I mean, when we looked at it, it came up. I ultimately made the final decision. You know, you're always going to piss some people off here and there, but let me tell you, some of these Ralph's Mob and guys, right, they were a little busy with me. And I get it. And so, you know, I think that you know, I mean, you can have your little research team do all kinds of stuff, but at the end of the day, can definitely see them being upset with it. And, you know, I mean, we didn't really take much of it as far as when we developed the name and everything, but we do like it. We think it fits. I think that people will grow to like it, you know, and hopefully give us a chance once they see everything that we're going to be doing from now until kickoff, and just come out and check it out. I mean, the only women's professional team here, we have both the men's and the women's team. So a lot of them that I spoke to, because I get on Facebook, and when people start getting up in arms, I want to figure out what's going on.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
So reached out to some of them.
I would assume it's better to have a name that people may or may not like than a name that that means nothing.
Well, I said, at least people are talking about
exactly.
it right now. Right.
Exactly.
I guess. And they were joking about, I used to own the Florida Tropics. I was the founder of that in Lakeland. And so, you know, I came up with that name because Semi-Pro was my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so, they were talking trash a little bit about that, too. I was like, well, I guess I'm not good at picking names.
Great movie.
Talk about the league itself, the NISL. It's been around four teams, adding teams, obviously yep. being Tampa Bay one of them.
Yeah, I mean, we started the league last year. I've owned sports teams for about 20 years, a lot of arena football, and been in soccer the last 10. We developed a new concept, you know, having both a women's team and a men's team in every market playing double headers. I think right now with just the way everything is going with soccer in America, and I mean, let's face it, our women's team is the best in the world.
Absolutely.
So why is there not more opportunity for women in soccer? And so all of us who founded the league, we've known each other for years. We all have daughters, you know, as well. And so my daughter played in high school. You know, some of the others have daughters playing now or are getting grown as well. So it's kind of a new concept. We weren't sure how it would go off last year. I've never had women's professional sports before. So we were really looking at that, really focused on the product. And the product was great. And the women's especially, I was blown away. And so much positive feedback. And indoor soccer is not like outdoor soccer. And a lot of times, you know, the outdoor, you know, like the Ralph's Mob and those, a lot of them don't like indoor because it's not the
traditional
game. But those games are very physical and high scoring. And when you go and you see the passion and all that aggression out there, I mean, I like it because I'm a football guy, you know. So I like, you know, seeing people get hit into the wall, you know, like arena football, like sure. hockey. So this is a good mix of that.
Where are you going to get the talent pool from? Who is that? How did that? Do they apply? Are there tryouts?
Both. I mean, since the press conference, I mean, I've probably gotten about 50 submissions online just of players from all over the world, not just here, a lot local. But once we get our head coach hired, I mean, it's going to be their job to reach out to all these colleges. We really want to find those local and regional players. You know, it does a couple things. I mean, from a business standpoint, it's less expensive if I don't have to, you know, get visas and house, you know, the entire team. And then it gives me more people that have ties to the community, hopefully, or at least friends and family.
Sure.
And, you know, that starts helping. And when you have two teams, now I have 30 players between two teams. If most of them are regional or have ties and are being able to pull some fans here and there, that can help boost our attendance by 1,000 just from that.
Let me ask you this, because we addressed this, and I don't know the answer. Male, female, both teams are going to play the same night. Will they like alternate, and sometimes the female will be the later game
yeah.
and vice versa?
Yeah. We don't have it set. It's different in every market. Last year in Memphis, in Fayetteville, which are teams that I owned, we did the men's games first on Saturdays and Sundays, women's games first on Monday through Friday. And we tried to be consistent with it, but we're going to kind of look at it and see what makes the most sense this season. But, you know, we want to give everybody an opportunity to see both games. And last year, the average fan stayed about a game and a half.
I didn't get a chance to come to the press conference, so this may be a silly question. But
It will be.
I can't believe you didn't make it.
I know, who is this guy? I was busy. I was working on my foot drills because I'm going to be the head coach.
Okay, all right.
I'm looking for a job. So the name is the same for men and women's team?
Yeah.
So same name.
Yeah, when we first launched it, that was one thing we really talked about. Do we separate the name? And we just found and kind of thought through, like, it's better to just have one brand.
Sure, sure. I like
and,
it.
And so a lot of teams overseas do that as well.
Okay.
You know, they have the women's team that's the exact same name. So, you know, it's a lot easier for us.
Any future co-ed, like, league? Like a...
You know, I brought that up, like, mid-season because I was like, man, it's... You know, it's pretty good. And our team in Memphis practiced men's and women's together.
Sure.
And some of the drills they'll do head-to-head, and then some of them, you know, they separate on. But it really creates a good competition between the teams, too. You know, guys don't want to get beat, and then the girls want to, you know, show that they're at the same level. So it makes it really highly competitive.
And I say this jokingly, but just in case Leslie Lacey is listening, you know, by doing something that like that, it's giving great exposure to the men. You know, who are playing against the women who are better, you know, in Team USA than the males. That's for you, Leslie. Yeah. Anything? All right. Talk about tickets. You know, very cost efficient.
Yeah. I mean, we tried to make it where, you know, the average family can come out and they don't have to mortgage their house to come out. So,
tickets, but if they need a mortgage, I found out you're involved in all that stuff.
Yeah, listen, I mean, the Haynes Group, if you need any real estate help, you know, definitely can help you here or in Tennessee in case you have listeners up there.
Yeah, we do.
No, I mean, we want to make it affordable. Group tickets start at around $15. Season tickets start at $120. And you get both games. So really it's 10 dates, 20 games for $120. Now, if you want to sit up front, it's a little bit more, but it's still under $500 for the season for the most premium seats that we have. So very, very affordable. You know, we'll have some deals here and there. But one of the things that we try to do with that is we do a lot of camps and clinics. So we do a lot of clinics for youth, prior to the games.
Uh-huh.
And that ties in with tickets where they can come out for, you know, I think in Memphis they were $50-$60. You get two tickets to the game, you get a 2-hour clinic.
Wow.
They're getting taught by the players, and it builds those relationships.
For sure. You mentioned, you asked me about arena football and did I like it. I told you I was going to tell you a story. So we had 10 tickets, my family, front row, end zone, at the Trop. I'm probably the only person ever to do this. This won't surprise you. I called the corporate office and complained. The cheerleaders were blocking my view, you know, because I was right there in the, you know, you want to get the football. You want
the only guy that has ever complained about that.
I loved watching the cheerleaders. I just didn't want them in the way of me trying to enjoy the
game.
Can
you please move?
Exactly. Exactly. When does everything kick off? First you got to put a team together.
Yeah. I mean, it started since, you know, a few months back, and we wanted to wait until the press conference kind of see what other kind of candidates we'd get for the coaching position. So we've got some highly qualified candidates there.
And some unqualified ones.
And, I mean maybe if we have a youth team where there's no kids, we might be able to get him to coach.
I'm great for that.
Or a senior citizen league.
Yes.
Yeah, he may be perfect for
I got bingo already. I'll just bring him over.
So... I'm trying to think how to word this because I spoke to Martine yesterday. I mean, any interest in somebody like a Martine Gramatica who kind of has a name in the Tampa Bay area?
I mean, we're looking for the best possible candidate, you know. So, I mean, we're not afraid to be unconventional. Like, we're willing to look at anything. Obviously, you know, he's a world-class athlete. He knows how to win. You know, he's a winner. Those are important things that we're looking for.
I think he'll say he was a world-class athlete.
Well, okay. <That's what he's> We all were something.
At some point.
But no, I mean, I think, you know, obviously his position and his background with soccer is great. The indoor game's a little different. So just kind of diving in, talking to people. You know, I want to get a hold of Ocho Cinco. I saw he plays soccer in the Tampa Bay area a lot.
We
need him signed. I will sign him today.
To play?
Yeah, okay. He is still a freak of nature.
Get you connected to him.
Yeah, we'll reach out.
So we have the same boxing coach.
Okay, okay, good.
Talk about logos, colors, you know, the decisions that went into all that.
We have like a team of people. I'm not that smart when it comes to that. Like, I'm the worst when all that comes into it. But I mean, you know, it all kind of just started with initial concepts. Once we narrowed down the final few names, then it, you know, I think the colors here, No, we did submit that as part of it. But, you know, sometimes we let the designers, you know, come up with their own ideas too, outside of what we did. Like, I wasn't thinking a circular shield. You know, I was thinking, you know, something different in my head. But when I saw the circular crest, I was like, man, that looks nice. And, you know, we got the magnets and we have a lot of stuff, like we're going to get stickers. So a lot of stuff that's going to look good out there, easy to print. And it's recognizable with the colors, and we wanted to keep it simple. Sometimes people get a little too crazy with, you know, the logos and the branding, and we want to keep it simple. So you see it, you know exactly what it is. I mean, it's pretty hard to miss a big soccer ball with, some lightning bolts and,
self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Well, where's the other team? If you're adding Tampa, I'm assuming you're adding another team.
Well, we are in talks. I mean, I'm personally in talks with a lot of arenas to grow the league.
Do you talk to yourself, seeing that you're an owner and a co-owner of other teams?
I do. I have conference calls. Sometimes I just get on Zoom by myself. You know? I mean, I have to entertain myself.
Right, for sure.
But no, I mean, I'm really in growth mode. My goal with Michael Taylor, who's my prime partner here, he's also my prime partner in all the teams. Our goal is to develop 10 to 15 teams over the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
That are under our portfolio. And so there's a lot of benefits to that. And really it's about being more efficient and being able to operate and share services. And when you're out selling sponsorships and things like that, it just, there's a lot of ways that it will boost every team, especially when we're a minor league. So we don't have huge staffs like, you know, the major league teams here. So we have to be very efficient. Sure, we have to wear many hats. But expansion wise, I anticipate we'll have one other team that'll be a great rival for here. It's not going to be Fort Lauderdale Strikers. Somebody said Fort Lauderdale Rowdies, right. I guess we'll call
them. That would be awesome.
That would be classic.
Now, I'm just the idiot that would do that, though, so.
And I'm the one that would promote it, because that would
I'll
be awesome.
I'll coach both. Yeah,
well, you know, it's funny that you say that, coaching both, because I wanted to ask you this. When you're a part owner of different teams, how difficult will that be? It's kind of like being an agent for two fighters that are fighting each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to root, but don't you want to root for your team?
It's very bizarre because, you know, like I said, I've been in it 20 years and I'm like that crazy owner that gets fined by the league for like yelling at the refs, throwing water.
Oh, we're going to be best friends.
Stuff like that. Okay. So that was now I'm getting older. I'm more mature now. But
now we're not best friends. Yeah,
no. Yeah, yeah. I have a button down on today. I'm not wearing flip flops.
I am.
But, you know, it's tough. It's kind of, I equate it to like your kids playing, you know, against each other, and you want them both to do well.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll say that to the kids at least. Okay.
You got to meet his kids.
Oh man,
that's my favorite.
No, but that's it is tough, and it's hard to get into the games like I like to. Like, and that's one of the things I like about the sports. But I'm hyper competitive. I'm old and fat now, so I can't play.
Now we're best friends again.
Yes. So I can eat my nachos and watch the game and yell at the refs. But I get to do that when we play the teams that we don't own. And we have two other partners in the league that own the other two teams from last year. They're going to grow theirs as well. They're not going to grow quite as rapidly as our plan. But so we'll at least have a couple teams we can beat up on and really talk some trash. And
cool.
But my other teams, now they all feel like they're the redheaded stepchild, though. They all think that I favor the other one. So,
but that's good. Everybody, you want them all to think that. Because now they're going to go out of their way. They're going to try to do other things. Yeah. How long is the season? And like how many games per week or per month or what are we looking at?
The season will start in December sometime and end in mid-April. Once we get the dates from all the facilities, we'll have the schedule together probably in September. But it'll be 20 games, 10 home, 10 away. And the seasons we're extending a little bit because we had more weekday games last year, and we want to play more Friday, Saturday, Sundays. So we extended it a few weeks, and we shrank it to 20 instead of 24 games. So, I mean, I would say it's probably going to average about a game a week, a game and a half a week. So there might be some weeks where we'll play two. And some of the further travel games, if we could play two games in a weekend in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I mean, it saves, you know, $10,000, $20,000 just by playing a back-to-back because of travel and other expenses.
Where, and I'm sure you've thought this far out, championship game, will it be in Tampa or will it be where the team, well, that would be Tampa too, you know, playing in the, is, will there be a set location, kind of Super Bowl-ish or?
That's what we did last season. And I think it worked out well because basically we were small last year. We only had four teams, so everyone made the postseason. So we made it like a weekend, you know, where we had playoff games and then championship day. I think we haven't decided yet, but we've been talking about that, and we've been talking about, you know, even considering like an expansion market, like, hey, where are we playing next year that we're about to announce that maybe we can kind of kick off there. I know Columbus wants to host it. Obviously, we want to host it in one of our markets. I'd love it to be here because this is where I'm living, you know, most of the time. So we'll probably decide that in the next few months, though.
How can people reach out to you, purchase tickets? When will tickets go on sale, and how soon can they purchase them?
Season tickets are available now, so you can purchase those now, tbstrikers.com. If you like the name, you can call me on my cell phone, you know, and I'll put that number out.
If you're a Rowdy's
like
fan.
If you don't like the name, don't call me.
Matt, give them your number, so if they don't like it, they can call you.
Yeah, call Matt, our coach. Call our coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's all we need.
That's it. I was born to be a coach.
Website?
TBstrikers.com.
Cool.
So.
Well, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to – I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
The only thing that kind of threw me, other than the name Strikers, when I was at the press conference, is you made a comment that there have been some shutouts.
Yeah.
You know, when you think arena – whether it's arena football or arena soccer, there used to be an arena soccer team here. You wouldn't ever think of a shutout. So I think that would be just as exciting because it's indoor.
It was. And I think our first ones were, it might have been like the first week or two of the season in Memphis. And, you know, the goalkeeper up there was has played for me with the Tropics, and he played for my team in St. Louis before that. So he had a lot of experience, and that was his first ever shutout. With being a new league, a lot of the players that we got were not veteran players. So we didn't go after a ton of veteran players. Every team had maybe three or four veteran players. The rest were like guys and gals out of college, and all the girls were rookies. So it takes a little while to get used to that indoor game, because if you're not used to the walls and somebody passes the ball off the wall and runs around you the other way, you're looking at the ball, and they're around you, and then they score.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely not common, but it is exciting, especially in the last minute of play, and there's a lot of shots coming at the goalkeeper. Everyone's on their seat.
So in regards to your goalkeeper, have you ever heard of a technique where the coach makes them run around the goalpost twice, and then they fire a shot? Have you ever heard of that technique in training?
No.
Come on,
no,
that's phenomenal.
It sounds like something that we should probably implement.
Yeah. So Randy's child, who is not the favorite, was forced to do that as a goal kicker.
Hold on, he's the one not moving. So he now is my favorite.
Oh. But that was Randy's technique, where he was a goaltender and Randy made him run around twice before he fired shots.
And then you fired the shots at him?
Yeah, man, I fired it, which meant nothing. You know, I basically rolled it to him, and if he stopped it, he didn't have to run it around two more times.
And the poor kid was probably 3 years old, wasn't he, when he was doing
well,
that?
Well, this was high school.
It was about an hour and a half ago. So.
Is that why you're sweating?
Yeah. You don't think it's hot in here? I mean, I think your air conditioner's
broke. It's the bingo lights behind you are warming up the room.
Yeah, that could be. Well, Andrew, thank you for stopping by. We are extremely excited. Anything that we can do at the station or in the show, we'd love to be involved, as long as it's not involving Matt being on the field. Or anything like that.
Oh,
we're
shoot. We're going to have to re-talk about that then.
Well, I would like my seats to be on the bench so I don't have the cheerleaders in front of me.
All right. I'm going to tell you another story. You got 2 minutes?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to tell you a story. So Chuckles and I, we do a lot with Bare Knuckle, with BKFC.
Yeah.
So the fight is on a Saturday. This was a Friday at the weigh-in. So his wife comes over to me and says, Randy, where are you sitting for the fight? And I said, well, I'm inside the fenced area in the VIP section. And she goes, well, where is Mateo sitting? And I go, that last table all the way in the back by the parking lot, because I can't trust him to be anywhere near anything or he'll end up in the ring. The next day, guess where he ends up?
In the ring.
He's in the ring. He's now part of the team.
What are you doing?
So I'll do a little bit of everything. A little head coaching.
Will you wear gloves on the bench?
I will, and I do. I wear gloves. I throw this mat under the stool. It collects all the blood and the sweat. Keep the canvas.
Thank you.
No, this is clean. Sort of clean. But it collects all that, so that keeps the canvas dry, so the fighters don't slip and fall and get
so
injured.
So he ends up in the ring in every bare knuckle fight.
Fighter safety. I get to travel the country.
So don't say anything about the field or the bench, or he will end up there.
Nice. Are there a lot of fights locally here?
So this is kind of a fight capital now. They're doing a lot of shows here. A lot of fighters are training
next Saturday
out here.
If you're in town, we'd like to bring you out. Yeah.
You should definitely come. It'd be amazing.
Yeah,
we'll get you tickets and hooked up for you to come out.
And cool. So it's a great time. And so I worked myself into fighter safety. I also do soccer safety drills. We got a DJ over there, DJ Tony.
And he knows nothing about anything. That's the craziness.
That's the best part.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
But Semi-Pro is also my favorite movie. And yes. Jackie Moon, fighting.
I feel like I'm Jackie Moon.
Working so hard for fourth place.
I've never seen the movie.
So. Oh, what? How have you never seen that movie? What is Jackie wrong Moon. With you?
We're
going to watch this together now.
It's a must.
We were at the Super Bowl broadcasting from Radio Row. And Joe Mantega, who was in Godfather, and Ronnie, what's Ronnie's last name?
Marmos.
Marmos, who just came to town. He does a one-man show.
I am Lenny Bruce.
I am not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce. And I did not know that Joe Mantega was in Godfather when I said, I've never seen Godfather. And they said that was the same reaction. How have you not?
I used to make our team watch that on road trips. Like, that's – everybody knows that movie.
It's a great movie. Jackie Moon.
I would promise to watch it, but that would be a lie. come on. Like I did with Joe and Ronnie. I can't sit still long enough to watch a movie. I used to do a contest that if you name 10 movies and I've seen 7 of them, you win a prize. And I think only 2 people have ever won, one being my brother.
Wow.
Because I don't. I can't.
I'd name all kids movies then. You probably watch them
with you may have
kids.
A chance. you definitely may have a chance. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Again, Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, congratulations.
Whatever you need from us, we're in. We can't wait. We'll be at opening day. Matt will be on the field. He'll probably do the coin toss.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It would surprise me. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi. Am I on? Help! No, okay. Hi. This is Garrett Morris, and I'm from, my last, the movie I got out is Jackpot. I can say I'm from that. Of course, my last show was Jamie Foxx. I can say I'm from that. Of course, I'm really from New Orleans, Louisiana, so I can say I'm from that. Anyway, Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buckle up.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Tampa, live from the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 23rd. In the main event, interim bantamweight gold is up for grabs as undefeated champ Jared Kid Gotti Grant puts the gold up against the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. Plus, the unbeaten bare knuckle sensation, Jomie Escobosa, knuckles up with the always dangerous Jared Warren. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I could listen to that song all day long.
What song is that?
That would be Randy's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
No. Originally, it was going to be called Randy's Girl.
Really?
And then it was changed to something else, and then it became Jesse's Girl. Loved watching that guy in concert.
Pretty iconic song.
Very iconic. And I thought I was Matt McClellan when I met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was cool.
You had pants on.
Well, yeah.
Well, then you weren't me. I'm the Naked Pizza Man.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. You're killing me.
No, it'd be good if I could get a head coaching job.
Yeah, that would be great. And then the over-under lasting through the game.
Oh, I'm pretty amazing. I mean, or I should just play. I mean,
coach yourself.
I don't listen real good.
I know you don't.
but you know what? I still got eligibility left. I mean, I didn't finish college.
What does eligibility have to do with the professional
soccer?
Well,
you have to have what, 4 years of eligibility, or they redshirt you, so you get like a fifth year for like a bonus year for free. So, you know, don't want to mess up my eligibility. How does that work in college, by the way? Like, is it only for that sport of that one discipline?
No.
If you get paid to be like an archery expert, can you still play basketball?
Well, there have been some loopholes somehow. But, you know, I always thought that it was once you're paid, you're paid. But there have been some loopholes.
Okay.
And if there's loopholes, I'm sure you can find them.
Because I could probably, you know, play 4 years of college basketball still. I haven't used any of my eligibility.
Again, that has nothing to do with a pro team. You're not going back to college.
Well, I might.
Well, you're not. You're not that talented.
What if I go to online college and I play for the home team?
I heard that you were the second best athlete, you know, at your college, and you were homeschooled.
It's true. It's true. There was a song like Hot for Teacher or something like that.
Oh, please don't go there. Oh, my God. This just got weird really quick.
Thank God it wasn't my school. It was my next door neighbor's school. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
I was taking you down a journey. I was like.
So I know we only have another couple of minutes. We have about 3 minutes. But you addressed my complaint, my problem with people saying that fighters owe it to fans to be exciting.
Yeah, I get why they do it, because they're the paycheck, the win column. At the end of the day, on Wikipedia, all it's going to say is this person was a professional fighter, and they had this many wins, this many losses, this many no contests. So, you know, all that matters at the end of the day is the W, because that's what gets you paid.
That is all that matters.
That's your job. But it's made the sport so much more boring. Like, it's hard to watch, honestly. It's hard to watch the MMA now. And I get why people don't like Khabib style and just laying on you for 5 minutes. And I get it. I'm there. I turn it on and I'm like, oh.
But I think the fans take it two steps too far. They don't want, they don't want you just to leave the ground game and leave wrestling and, you know, don't be GSP, don't be Khabib or whatever. They want you to go back to Clay Guida. They want you to go back to, that's not A, good for the two fighters. Yeah. Do I want to watch Clay Guida and Diego Sanchez again? Absolutely.
Of course.
From 10 years ago.
Of course.
And Clay said that he had to change his style because you just can't survive that. You don't have to go rock 'em sock 'em to still be entertaining.
That's true. But what if you like started like kind of like in wrestling, how they start you in position like on the, you know, on the ground. And like, so every round, there's a new starting position based on like how the fight's going. So like first one, you start like striking. Then second round, one person's down and the person on top of them like in a side control. And then third round, it switches to the other if it makes it that long. Like every round, you have a different starting position to make it entertaining.
It's interesting. So
you have some striking, you have some grappling.
When you start your own league, maybe you could
start. This guy's going to back me. Are you serious? This guy's a sports franchisor. And he does that stuff.
We almost lost a producer.
And he loves he loves semi-pro, the movie. We have so much. I'm gonna do something with this team.
I'm sure you will.
I mean, I'll coach his players on the GNAT. I mean, I'm that guy.
I think you should be the mascot. We're like a great big elephant head. With a strike, with a lightning bolt.
I got to do it. Oh, because I'm nuts.
There you go.
That's a good one, Randy. I like it.
I threw that one out there, and I didn't even mean it. So.
But like arena football, it's not a lot of running, so I could probably play. I could probably play this sport.
I'll bet you there's more running in arena than there is in the big one.
You'd think so.
Well, you're thinking because there's a big field, but there's less players, so your responsibility is up and back. So you're bolting up and back, up and back. Now, the one question we didn't ask, is it like hockey where, you know, you're in and out and, you know, if you come over the board too early, oh, no, that's Stanley Cup Finals. You're allowed to come over the board early and have too many men on the ice.
Oh, are you taking away something from my Avalanche Stanley Cup championship? Seriously? You're gonna play the hometown squeaky wheel guy?
How about somebody ripped Ryan Jensen?
Oh, for wearing both jerseys?
For wearing the both. And again, as cheesy as the jersey was, he's from Colorado. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. He works in Tampa.
How about this? How about say it to the guy's face, not on Twitter?
Well,
that's all.
He's like 6'6".
When I come back, when we come back, Misha Tate's scheduled. If we're still having, you know, some issues, I want to tell a story. Something very similar.
Okay.
All right. Let's go hit the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.